בכבוד.
Your permission. The Mishnah says, Gamliel, President of Am Israel, said that everybody must say a sentence on the night of Pesach. If he skipped that sentence, he did not fulfill not the Haggadah, and according to some Chachamim, not even the mitzvot that we have to do that night. God Mivilna says, on Leila Seder you have 60 mitzvot. 60. And of course the main ones are Pesach, in time of Bet HaMikdash, a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach, and Matzah, and Maror. And he said it in that order in the Mishnah. Whoever did not say on the night of Pesach those three words, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, in that order, he will not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach. And of course, the first question is, the order is not the right chronicle order, because first was Maror. Maror represent suffering in Egypt. And then comes sacrifice of Pesach that Hashem skipped on the houses. And then Matzah, the way the Haggadah says, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us a sign that He is walking with us while we were carrying on our head the leftover dough. Nevertheless, the Haggadah says, or Rabbi Gamliel says, the Mishnah, that the order is, Maror is the last one. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Maror should be the first one. The second question is, it's something unlikely in time of happiness that a person should remember the difficult times that he had. Usually it's not like that. See, Sukkot. You don't remember what happened before we came out of Egypt. Even Sukkot is the holiday because we came out of Egypt. And Sukkot also should do the same thing. On Sukkot, you should have Maror. Have Maror on Sukkah. I says, why? To remember, before you came out of Egypt, before Hashem made you a Sukkah, you were a slave, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out, and here's the Maror. In time of happiness, you don't have such a thing to remember the agony and the suffering. And Maror, of course, it's not something sweet. And the opposite, according to the Mishnah, some of the things that people use for Maror are very bitter, like horseradish. So in horseradish, it's something that a person even cannot eat by himself. It's very hard. There's one big tzaddik from the Badat used to live across the street from the one of the building in Yeshiva, Ponevich. He said, the night of Leila Seder, he used to bite into horseradish. He did not want just, you know, to prepare it before and rub it on a thing and, you know, and make it a little bit not so bitter. So they used to say in Yeshiva that in the middle of the night he used to stand in the window screaming, help, 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 because he bit into that horseradish. Sim Hashem want you on Leila Seder to remember horseradish. Unlikely. To say bracha on it. Hashem wants you to say bracha, to have Maror. Very unlikely. I mean, people do it, but I just don't think that's Hashem goes this way, walks this way, to have such a thing. The whole Swedish itself, I mean the Maror itself. Rabbi Gamliel said that you got to say that. You got to say why you have to hold the Maror in your right hand and say, these smell we're going to eat because, to remember, the Egyptians bittered our life by making us work hard with cement, with bricks, and any other job.
Excuse me in the field.
And you got to say this. I'm going to say, if you don't say that, you didn't say the word maror, and you didn't say the explanation, you missed the whole idea. They all said that you did it for nothing. In vain. Nothing. Miss. What's so important about it? You have to remember something that happened before you left Egypt. Unlikely. Unlikely. I mean, that's what the halacha is. But it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that Hashem wants me to bite on horseradish. I mean, and they said to remember what happened before. The idea of the maror itself, the way it says in the Torah, sounds from the Torah, the maror is maybe more important than the other things. When Moshe came down in Egypt and told them Israel about what they have to do, he told them like this, the sentence reads like this. He said, Sliyesh, please roast in a fire the meat. Umatzot. And have a matzah. Al merorim yochlo. The Torah says, take a piece of meat, take a piece of matzah, you eat it on the maror. Doesn't say, eat a piece of meat and the matzah and the maror. The Torah says, take the first two items and eat it on the maror. What do you mean, eat it on the maror? Sounds like the maror is the most important thing. And Torah says, take piece of meat and matzah and eat it on the maror. Sounds the maror is the most important thing. I thought till today that the most important thing is that we came out of Egypt. We came out of Egypt, Hashem saved us, Hashem skipped on the houses, and Hashem showed us that He walks along with us coming out of Egypt. The text reads not like that. You read the text? The text said, Al merorim yochlo. Eat the piece of meat and the matzah on the maror. Also, the description, what it says in the Torah, actually in the text. That's the Haggadah says it. Rabbi Gamliel said, you got to say this. He says, what happened exactly? He says, the Egyptians bittered our life. And this is slang that people use all the time. My life is bitter, my life is bitter. But if you think about that statement, unless Rabbi Gamliel said, you got to say that, that sentence is not something simple to understand, because life is like oxygen. You don't say the oxygen is bitter. No such thing. Bitter is something physical that you can touch. You can tell me that the Egyptians made not our life, our body or something else, physical, bitter. But it's not saying bitter life. Not even bitter life. Life is something spiritual. You don't bitter life. No such thing like this. The air is bitter. The air is bitter. You can say the air smells. Okay, because you smell something. But to bitter, no such thing to bitter something. No such thing to bitter something. Nevertheless, this is Torah says, but you know what happened in Egypt? The bitter, the life of the Jewish people. So come the Torah, and the Torah tells us a few times the word Chaim, Chaim. I say in Tefillah all the time, Sim, Shalom, Torah, Chaim, Chen, Chaim, 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 Chaim. Chola Chaim, Yidu Chasela. You know, people say it. What do you mean live? What do you mean live? The guy is alive. What means the guy is alive? So the Gemara tells us what it means alive. Gemara tells us, Rashaim b'chayeh nikraim metim. A wicked person in his lifetime is called dead. Not dead, but I mean that he walks around. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's wicked. He's dead. He's not dead. He's dead. He's 100 years old. He's wicked. He's a very bad person. Gemara says, Goyim Metim is being called dead ones. Tzadikim, Bemotam Nikraim Chayim. Gemara says, you go to a grave of a tzadik, for sure you know 100% is the grave of that tzadik. Even a coin can go inside. Today, some of the Kohanim, they're careful, they don't go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they don't even go to Rachel Imenu, because it's not 100%. You can't put your hand over there and swear, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is here. You know, you can't swear it. You can't swear. But if you know, the Gemara says, no. He's alive inside. And the Gemara tells stories about Tariqim, they buried. They talk from downstairs. I met in the Six-Day War. I met somebody. It was the Shamash in the Egyptian that Knesset in Ramat Gan. He told me, I went to Chazon Ish's grave. And I spoke to him. And he answered me from downstairs. I asked him about what's going to be. The town was a siege on Israel from Egypt. He said, he told me, Chazon Ish answered me from downstairs. Well, the Gemara tells us a lot of stories about people that really, they're not dead. They're not dead. But the Gemara says, the wicked man is called dead. The explanation, just for us to understand, is like somebody, you know, sleepwalking, you know. There's a thing, you know, that somebody walks while he's sleeping. And I know people like this. I know people that used to get up in the middle of the night and used to drive a car. But he's asleep. He's asleep. You're not allowed to talk to him and touch him. He might have a heart attack and die. He went downstairs, he took the key of the car, he drove around. He came back in the morning, somebody told him, what happened? The car is not in the same spot last night. It was, the car was parked someplace else. He said, I've already went for my life. He said, you drove the car. I didn't go out of the house. I know people used to lock the houses. People from the family used to walk outside. So let's see. Rabin say, he said the same concept in Israel. Reshaim b'chayehem. The man is a walking dead person. That's what it means. What does it mean, walking dead person? What does it mean? What kind of statement is this? He's not dead, he's alive. No, let's not call life. Comes the Gemara and says, I'll tell you what it means, life. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the last few days of his life, in the Torah, he tells us, Hashem told me to tell you, Achaim ve'amavet natati lefanecha, habracha ve'aklala. Achaim ve'amavet, life and death, I gave you. Uvacharta v'chaim, choose life. Choose life. No, of course choose life. Who will choose death? What does it mean, choose life? So the Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara says, if the person in his lifetime has to know there are two paths in front of him. One path is, the beginning of the path is very rosy. It's very nice grass and trees. But then towards the end, all of a sudden, thorns. Poking things, breaking things. The other path is the opposite. The beginning of the path, the thorn bushes, whoever's going to walk through is going to bleed. But after you pass that, it's going to be a very, very rosy path. Says the Gemara, look, in your lifetime, says the Gemara, those are the two paths. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achaim v'amatatel v'necha. Live one is the one that in the beginning is hard. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us, before we got the Torah, excuse me, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, God tell them, every beginning is hard. But after that, it's easy. You have to choose the path that is hard in the beginning and sweet at the end, rather the opposite. Because that's what it means. says the Gemara, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba niknim b'Yisurin. In order for you to acquire Eretz Yisrael, to acquire Torah, and Olam Haba, Hashem first gives you a little bit of difficulties in your life. And the Gemara says, if somebody has no difficulties in his life, it means Hashem forgot about him. The Gemara says, in 30 days, a person said, the last month, nothing went wrong. Nothing. Everything is perfect. The Gemara says, you know what it means? Hashem gave up on you. Hashem forgot. Because in order to have Eretz Yisrael, and in order to acquire Torah and to get to Olam Haba, that's what you have to have. You have to suffer a little bit, not because you got to suffer. It's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem tests you how much you are willing to sacrifice to have it. Because the more you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're willing to do it, it means it's very valuable for you. And let's take a Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, the best thing is you sleep on the floor and you eat a little bit of bread and you drink just water. And it says, this is Kach Adar Kasha Torah, it says that you prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much is important for Torah for you, more important than your convenience. If it's convenient, and that's how you do it, it's nothing. The comparison, says the Gemara, is 1 to 100. Gemara says, one mitzvah you do when it's hard for you is better than 100 easy. That's the Mishnah. It says, what is this? That's the ratio. 1 to 100. It says, why? Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to suffer. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you really mean it. You really want the Torah, you really want Eretz Israel, you really want Olam Haba. And here comes Rav Uziel and says, listen, the word what you read in the Torah, the word Chaim, Chaim, Chaim means nothing. It's not what you think life. Life means Olam Haba. Ubacharta b'chaim, that the person has to have in his head that I want to get Olam Haba eventually. So I'm here in this world to acquire points between Olam Haba. And Hashem tells you this. Listen, there are two paths. One path at the beginning is very hard, but at the end is rosy. It means Olam Haba. That's the book Mitzvot Sharim. Ramchal writes in his book that the person is to know that he is here to have the right to be in Olam Haba. And that's called Chaim. Chaim doesn't mean alive. It means that the Gemara says a dead man is alive. So who is this? The wicked man. The wicked man. Why? Because he doesn't want Olam Haba. If you don't want Olam Haba, it means you call dead. It's not because I give him a nickname. I said, this man is dead. Not because man, this man is man. It means that the idea that this man has in his head is a dead idea. It's a dead idea. I says you be called a dead man because you don't know the task and what really is the purpose of this world. The purpose of this world is Chaim. And Chaim means only Olam Haba. And so the Mitzvah Yisrael says, that's what Moshe tells Am Yisrael just before he died. He said, listen, Hashem told me to tell you that that's what you have to have in your head all the time. Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. And of course, Hashem wants to prove it to him that you want Olam Haba. And that's what Hashem is testing you. In this world, said the Gemara, Hashem tests you, Hashem put thorns in the beginning of your path, how strong you are in your religion, and how strong you are in Torah, because that's the purpose of Olam Haba, is Torah, as Hashem is trying to you. He's trying to see. Mohammed yes. Say, look, Maho. Yeah. So, well, you know I have Maho. So, Rabbi says, listen, the order that you should say, it says, Pesach, Matzah, and Maho. First thing is Pesach. The meat. So what happened? Hashem skipped on the houses. Okay. The second thing is matzah. Okay. Hashem showed us how much He loves us, and He walked along with us. Maro, what's Maro? I said, what's the destination? On Leila said, this is the biggest night of the year. Yitzchak Avinu called Esav. He told him was before the night of Pesach. He told him, listen. Tonight the skies are open. Tonight I want to give you a bracha. The biggest night of the year is the night of Pesach. Hashem, that's why Hashem gave us the mitzvah night of Pesach, to talk about coming out of Egypt. The way the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, Hashem said, I mean, that's what the Chachamim said, whoever speaks more on the night of Pesach about coming out of Egypt, Arezi Mishumach is being praised. Especially mitzvah. Chachamim say, people stay up Shavuot night, people stay up Hoshana Rabbah night. It's just a custom. And here is a mitzvah to stay up as long as you can, hold yourself, to talk about it. Of course, it's harder because after you drink wine, it's harder. But you should know what really, what's the best thing for you to do is. It says, Hashem wants me to be up and talk about it. Why? Because it means the more you talk about coming out of Egypt, the more you understand the task. So Hashem did not take you out of Egypt because Hashem wants you to be a free nation. Because the Gemara says the destination is Olam Haba. The night of Pesach says the Zohar Samitavun is in the end. We should expect to hear a shofar. And then a cloud will pick us up, will take us to Yerushalayim. And then a river to Migdash. And then Olam Haba. The destination is Olam Haba. That's the destination. And the Maror is the one that shows us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we mean. Because as the Torah says, "Vamaru et chayim." It doesn't mean that we had a hard time in Egypt. Of course we had a hard time. But Hashem wrote in the Torah something else Chachamim say. Hashem wrote in the Torah, you know, via this hard labor, and we suffer so much, we lost the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. The Gemara says the ladies used to come to the site and talk to the men and tell the men, don't worry about. One day we'll come out. Hard slavery took 86 years. Regular slavery, 112 years. And people, so-called because of this hard labor, by Ma'ur Chayim, it means the concept of life was lost. That's the problem. And we eat Ma'ur, not because we eat Ma'ur, because we want to remember the hard times the Egyptians gave us. That's not the problem. Hard times is not the problem. The problem is what the hard time did to us. When a slave works so hard, he has no time to think and gets so desperate. That's what happened in the Holocaust. A lot of people after the Holocaust just left the religion. I had somebody in my house, a Holocaust survivor. He told me, you ran away from the Nazis to the forest. People picked up stones from the ground and threw it on Hashem. Threw it. He says, what is it all about? Where is Hashem? How come we are your children? Probably the same Neshamot in Egypt also worked very hard. You lose so-called the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You lose the idea of this world. That suffering, as hard as you hold the string, the rope, shows how much you know that this world is nothing, and you go into Olam Haba. I says, with the Nazim, the Russian came to kill him. It's called Bet HaMusa. The people over there, the Bet HaMusa, they said, you go into the chambers. And the chambers, they took the Torah, and they were dancing. Dancing, how much you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to die with the Torah in the chambers. Because death is nothing. The main thing is not to die for Olam Haba. It's called Chaim. Chaim means Olam Haba. This world is not called Chaim. It's dead. It's dead. Dead item. And my word, Chaim, the Torah emphasized. The Egyptians, what they did to us, is not they gave us a hard time in our body. It's via the hard thing that we suffered. That thing caused us, so-called, to lose the emunah, the idea of Olam Haba, and my word, Chaim. Therefore, Chachamim say, that's what the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us, what's the most important thing in El Seder? Maror. Maror is the most important thing. Because Mao tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I know you skipped on the houses. I know you walked along with us. I know. But where are we going? I'm going to Olam Haba. We're not going to physical world. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, you got to say it, let us say it, at that order, even though Mao happened before, but that's not the issue. It's not what was before. What's the destination? The destination is Mao. And therefore, Chachamim say, that's the Torah emphasizes it, that what happened to us, Torah doesn't say stories, what happened. The Torah is a message. What's the purpose of our life? And here come Chachamim and explain to us that when Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef is not there, so he still had some Ruach HaKodesh. And he said, he tore his clothing, he put a sack around his waist, and he said, a bad animal ate Yosef. But the Gemara tells us, Chaim tells us that when the brothers came home and they showed Yaakov the garment, Yaakov went outside and he met a wolf. And he asked the wolf, can you tell me if you saw any bones or anything around for my son? And the wolf said no. He said nothing. So Yaakov knew nobody ate Yosef. The whole thing is a joke. Nevertheless, in the text, Yaakov said, a bad animal ate my son. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Yaakov, what do you mean? Gemara said, Yaakov is Ruach HaKodesh. And he said, I see this lady in Egypt, that Yosef is going to have a test with her. Married lady, Potiphar's wife. I just said, okay. So Chachamim tells like this, before Yaakov Avinu died, he blessed Shimon and Levi. And he says, what did you do? You wanted to destroy Yosef. The explanation means that when Yosef arrived at the scene, when Shimon and Levi saw him from far, they said, let's kill him. Okay? At the end, they didn't kill him. So they wanted to kill him. Okay, fine. So what happened? They threw him into the pit. Because Reuben said, and then you sold him. Okay. But it's true. They started the whole commotion. It's true. But all the brothers did not like him because of what he said to Yaakov Avinu. So I emphasize it. So Shimon and Levi, Yaakov blessed them. He said, listen, you wanted to do something to Yosef. Okay, so I wanted to do, but I didn't do anything. It's true that maybe ignited the whole thing, maybe triggered the whole thing, because they started. But to scream so much at Shimon Levi because they wanted to do something, look, what happened then? Yosef became the king. So what? What's the problem? Yaakov, when he blesses Yosef, he says to Yosef, you know what? It says the same word, it's a verb, but the root is maro. The Torah says, Vayimareruhu varobu. It says, so called the bitter Yosef's life. Bitter Yosef's life. It refers to Yaakov, it refers to Shimon and Levi. It says, what did they do? The Gemara says, what they did is, what Yaakov saw in Ruach HaKodesh, that Yosef is going to have a test with this lady. And that test, the Zohar says, would get Yosef out of Olam Haba. So when they played with Yosef's Olam Haba, that's the problem. It's not the problem that they wanted to kill Yosef. Now the problem is they threw Yosef into the pit. Now the problem is sold Yosef. That's not the problem. It's a problem, but not so much that Yaakov would bless them before he died, we give him no bracha. And that bless did not let Shimon to have any property, any territory in Eretz Israel. When Yeshua divided to Eretz Israel to give to the tribes, Shimon got nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu, he He blessed Am Yisrael before he died. He blessed all the Shvatim beside Shimon. Okay, so over there is another reason the Gemara says something else also. But the root is they played with Olam Haba. They did not care about Yosef. I mean, it's true, they did not have this in mind. But what was ignited because they wanted to kill Yosef, that eventually Yosef will end up in Egypt and have a test with the married lady, he will lose Olam Haba. As the Gemara says, somebody has this kind of a test. If he doesn't do teshuvah right, then he won't have Olam Haba. And Yaakov uses in his blessing, in his bracha to Yosef, the same root of the word maror, vaymariruhu. It says vaymariruhu. What does it mean? It means you played with Yosef's life. Life means Olam Haba. That's what Ramim said. Leila Seder is the biggest night of the year, but you have to know the concept of Leila Seder. As Chachamim said, the concept of Leila Seder is the redemption, Geula. And the time Yisrael says, this is the only night you get out of exile is Leila Seder. Mashiach may come any day. But really, to pull us out and bring us to Israel can be only Leila Seder. And Chachamim said, listen, you have to know why you want to go to Israel? Why are you moving over there? Why? Because it's going to be Olam Haba over there. That's why. You're not moving to Israel because Israel is a holy land. Or because it's going to be Beit HaMikdash. Because Beit HaMikdash is just the beginning of Olam Haba. And Olam Haba means Torah. As Chachamim says, it's a mitzvah on the night of Leila Seder to speak Divrei Torah the whole time. And says Shulchan Aruch that the person has to be very serious on the night of Leila Seder. Not to talk nonsense and to be serious. But the aim, the goal is only Olam Haba. And that's what Chachamim say, as a person, the whole preparation for Olam Haba, the preparation for Olam Haba, the Gemara says it's going to be no Yetzirah, and no desire, no nothing. As Leila Seder is not time, so-called, to enjoy the food. Leila Seder is a time of restriction. And that's what Chachamim said, the preparation for Pesach is restriction. To have in our head, only Olam Haba. That's what Am Yisrael came back from Bavel, from Iran, from Paras. They came to Beit HaMikdash, we want Olam Haba. We don't want Olam Hazeh. Shifti Bevet Hashem Kol Mechayat, the Bimel says, I want to be in Beit HaMikdash. That's the goal. Beit HaMikdash, I don't need my house, I don't need my car, I don't need nothing. I want to live in Beit HaMikdash. Yes, because Beit HaMikdash is mean Olam Haba. It's especially this year, the Sikh Haramim say Shabbat is Erev Pesach. It's a privilege to have it. And it says because Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. Hashem gave us Shabbat not because Hashem wants us to keep Shabbat. Excuse me. Hashem wants us to feel Shabbat. And Hashem wants me to feel on Shabbat something Me'en. Excuse me, something like Olam Haba. So especially they say this year that Pesach is Shabbat is the best. That the person shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbat, that he keeps Shabbat 100%, it means you'll feel Shabbat. You feel Shabbat, it means you're talking about, I want Olam Haba. And it's come on, say Shabbat. And it says, you can be, Leila Seder, it says the purpose of Leila Seder is Olam Haba. The purpose fits Shabbat. As Chachamim says, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. And next Shabbat is called Shabbat HaGadol, the big Shabbat. Shabbat HaGadol is because the Haftarah reads, special Haftarah for next Shabbat, if Nebo Yom Hashem HaGadol VaNora. It says the day before Olam Haba is HaGadol VaNora. It's a big day. Chachamim says a person can be in Gan Eden for years, thousands of years, but before Olam Haba is going to be another judgment. It means even though person was only all his life in Gan Eden. He died holy. He's in Gan Eden. The Gemara says that Shmuel Hanavi was pulled by a magician because Shaul went to a magician. And Shmuel thought that Olam Haba is coming. He went to Gan Eden and he asked Moshe, please come with me. Tell them that I did exactly what you taught me, what I learned from you. I mean, the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, "Kemi Yom Adin Hagadol." the big day of judgment. So what a judgment. The guy was in Gan Eden. It doesn't matter. Gan Eden is one thing. Gan Eden you get, it's easy. As long as you have a positive balance, you go to Gan Eden. But Olam Haba, Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge a person if the person wanted Olam Haba. So how did you live your life? Sipita Lishua, the Gemara says, ask a person, did you wait and hope for redemption? Of course, redemption. No. Redemption means v'charta v'chaim chachamim says Olam Haba. Did you hope for Olam Haba all your life or not? If you didn't hope for that, you're not going to Olam Haba. Why you should be in Olam Haba? You didn't want Olam Haba. It's another judgment, another day of judgment to be in Olam Haba. Chachamim said the night of Pesach, this is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we really mean it. We want Olam Haba. I said, B'zot Hashem, we'll have it.
No, share next week.